This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu of Israel has downplayed U.S. fears of a humanitarian catastrophe if Israel launches a planned ground invasion into Gaza's southernmost city, saying civilians would be able to flee the fighting into other parts of war-torn territory.
People move down, they can move back up. They don't have to go into north of Wadi Gaza, but there's still 65% of the Gaza Strip left open. And people just move. They move with their tents.
Israel says a ground offensive is needed to destroy thousands of fighters in Rafah of Hamas, a U.S.-designated terrorist group. Israel has ordered a number of Palestinian hospital patients back to the Gaza Strip after they're done with treatment in East Jerusalem medical facilities. Linda Gradstein reports from Jerusalem.
Hanan Sharadan says she'd like to go back to her home, and if it was safe to go back to northern Gaza, she would. But it's not safe, she adds. These women and their babies, as well as 11 cancer patients in nearby Augusta Victoria Hospital, had already packed their suitcases because they were supposed to be returned to Gaza last week by COGAT, the Israeli army unit which deals with Palestinian civilians. But Physicians for Human Rights, along with two Israeli human rights organizations, appealed to the Israeli Supreme Court, which granted a 30-day stay while COGAT explains its reasons for transferring these patients. Linda Gradstein, VOA News, East Jerusalem.
Russia may have used a type of guided bomb and airstrikes on the northeastern Ukrainian city of Kharkiv that killed at least one person on Wednesday, local officials said. The official said four children, including a three-month-old baby, were among 19 people wounded in Kharkiv since the latest strike since Russia's invasion. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden's administration is looking at rebuilding and reopening the Baltimore-Maryland bridge that collapsed as the investigation picks up speed with divers searching for missing workers. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The key bridge's loss is a major commuter and commercial problem. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg says it will be reconstructed, but he's not putting a timeline on it.
The original bridge took 5 years to construct. That does not necessarily mean it will take 5 years to replace.
As for reopening Baltimore's port, where no vessels are allowed in or out for now,
too soon to venture an estimate.
Buttigieg was here at the White House to meet with President Biden alongside Coast Guard Vice Admiral Peter Gautier, who says crews are working to clear the bridge's remnants from the Patapsco River and move the vessel that rammed the bridge.
The Coast Guard's highest priority now is restoring the waterway for shipping.
Sagar Magani at the White House.
The governing council that aims to oversee a political transition in Haiti vowed Wednesday to restore, quote, public and democratic order in its first statement to the Caribbean nation racked by a worsening security crisis. Prime Minister Ariel Henry, who has led the impoverished Caribbean nation since the shock 2021 assassination of President Jovenel Moïse, promised over 2 weeks ago to step down after a transitional council is stood up, though reaching the stage has proved exceedingly difficult. A U.S. appeals court has kept on hold a Republican-backed Texas law that would let state authorities arrest and prosecute people suspected of illegally crossing the U.S.-Mexico border. Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman reports.
The law would make it a state crime to illegally enter or re-enter Texas from a foreign country and would empower state judges to order that violators leave the United States with prison sentences up to 20 years for those who refuse to comply. The Republican-backed law met immediate legal pushback from Democratic President Joe Biden's administration. The White House says the law oversteps the authority of the federal government to enforce immigration laws.
Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman. The United States on Wednesday announced sanctions on six individuals and two entities based in Russia, China, and the United Arab Emirates, accusing them of channeling funds to North Korea's weapons programs. A U.S. Treasury Department statement said the action was taken in coordination with South Korea. Find more on our website, voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey.